PDS.
No public option and a 54-45 vote on the Senate floor earlier in the day kills the anti-abortion measure. Heavy drama for Tiger Woods. I swear to you, you can't make this stuff up. It's juicier than a primetime soap opera or reality show. An ambulance arrives at his house. Why? If you haven't heard the story, I'll tell you why. And the top brass, General McChrystal, giving his thoughts on the Hill, talking about Afghanistan and the disappointment of the people in Afghanistan. Also, in stopping Al-Qaeda, what will it take? He says the magic words that I've been pushing for a very long time that people constantly forget. We'll cover that and so much more here on ATN as per usual. Massive water cooler buzz. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. I bet you're bundled up if you're in the Midwest. 5 to 7 inches of snow at the mothership. They're slammed with 7 inches of snow. Poor Matt Johnson. I said that he was off with his posse celebrating his birthday and looking for a Mrs. Johnson. And he arrived after a miserable flight to find snow at the airport. And all that that entails, even when you're from Minnesota, you still have to each year acclimate yourself to deal with the white stuff. But it's not just Minnesota. It's all over the Midwest. And there's also some horrific weather in the West Coast with high winds. In the Southwest, there's been some very chilly weather, even snowflakes, as I said, in my little satellite studio in Dallas, Texas. It's shocking. 3 flakes fall, and they practically call off school. That's the difference between Dallas and a place like Minnesota or Illinois. Coming up, we're going to talk to DJ Frost, one of my favorite pilots, for his take on what's going on with the airlines these days, and also the Northwest pilots who decided to throw the air traffic controllers under the bus. What, us? Why would we miss the airport? It's the air traffic controllers' fault, of course. Why would you think that we would be responsible because we were all on our laptops? Who was flying the plane? So we will jump on with DJ, or he'll jump on with us in another 10 minutes on the 10 minutes or so on the show. But first, got to tell you about this story: the FBI expanding now the terror investigation overseas, and we've talked about this. This was, I shouldn't say shocking, but surprising. The Chicago guy that's going to be arraigned on a lot of charges that he helped plan that disgusting attack at the hotel in Mumbai, actually a couple of hotels. Remember, a bunch of Americans were killed in that, and others. The stories are just gut-wrenching when you hear, oh, first time I've ever been overseas, all this other sort of stuff. But anyway, the FBI sending a team to Pakistan and India. It's part of an inquiry into the Chicago guy, who is a big part, or at least seems to be, part of the plot against a Danish newspaper. Also, he was the lookout guy looking at the targets ahead of the terror attacks in Mumbai. He checked out the port, figured out how they could get in, all that sort of stuff. And if you haven't heard about it, his name's David Headley, and he is 49 years old. He's an American of Pakistani descent. He's a Chicago business guy, and he is thick into this. You know, we keep saying that there are terrorists among us. I mean, no joke, when we've been saying this for years. We've had people on the air talking about that, talking about radical branches of Hamas and sleeper cells, and then just homegrown people who get whipped up into a frenzy and want to be part of Islamic jihadists or, you know, even some other rogue terrorist group. And this is obviously a case here, or so it seems. As they're getting their ducks in a row, they pretty much have nailed this this Hadley guy to the wall, who, by the way, changed his name. His name previous to that was Doa Giuliani, and he went to military camps in Pakistan. He hung out with members of a militant group there. And like I said, he was doing massive surveillance on the targets in Mumbai before the attacks happened. Just about this time last year, where 166 people were killed, including a bunch of Americans. And it's interesting, our terrorism expert, who's terrific on America Tonight, Jeff Atticott, told us he was on his way to India and Mumbai, in fact. And as you know, he has spoken to the FBI many times about things happening with terrorism. And he's, in fact, there to help the people with techniques to thwart would-be terrorist plots and that kind of stuff. So this all coincides at the same time. It'll be interesting to talk to him once he gets back from his travels over there. But it looks like he's going to be arraigned, no doubt, as I mentioned, the Chicago guy, on the fact that on these charges that he helped with this big plot, and now the FBI just trying to shore the whole thing up. All right, here's something else right from the get-go, too, because it affects every single one of us. If you're Stu listening in Kentucky, if you're Mark, either of the Marks, in New York, if you're Chris in Connecticut, Jana in Iowa, anybody who is listening to us, Don in Wyoming, and anybody else who's never called in. You know, there's people get these filters for the water. Sometimes you work in places where they switch out the glass bottles of water. You know, a guy comes in, delivers the water. A lot of people drink bottled water, and that's like a no-no for the green people because of the plastic and all that sort of stuff. Well, now there was a story I happened to catch in the New York Times, and it's part of some federal information that they've gathered. More than 20% of water treatment systems in this country have violated some of the key provisions of the Safe Drinking Water Act over the last 5 years. Basically, in a nutshell, what it means is wherever you live, the law requires that community deliver safe tap water, right, to all of us. But since 2004, the water that's been going out to about 50 million people has contained massive, in some cases, illegal concentrations of chemicals like arsenic or radioactive substances like uranium, that's nice, as well as wicked bacteria that's a lot of times found in sewage. And so all these regulatory records show that these water systems were broken. They were broken down. The laws were broken. And some of them were never fined or even punished by the state or the feds. So isn't it the EPA that's supposed to be responsible for enforcing these standards of the drinking water, which couldn't be more vital, right? I mean, all these contaminants. And how many people are getting sick in the U.S.? How many of us maybe have gotten sick? And part of the reason is tracing it to the drinking water. You know, I have one of those little filter things in the jug. You know, you get the jug and you just put the water through that way. But I'll tell you, growing up in Jersey, they always told us it was the greatest water in the world. And now you got to question that. I mean, how are they policing the water system in this country? It's got to be safe, for goodness sake, and not to fine anyone. Give me a break. Coming up next, our pilot buddy DJ Frost in just a few. He's flying in right now. Hang with us. Back in three.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONT SIGHT.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
Ladies, let's face it, aging is inevitable. So if you want to look younger, you have two choices, the Hollywood way or the Night Skin way. We all know the Hollywood way, surgery, injections, or chemicals. But they're risky, painful, and expensive. Now there's Night Skin, a safe, age-erasing miracle created by award-winning cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Night Skin stimulates the growth of my collagen and elastin, which is what keeps my skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. And get this, Dr. Perry lets first-time users try Night Skin for free. Can you believe it? For free! Free! I urge you to call for your free bottle. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Call 1-800-898-3713. That number again is 1-800-898-3713. Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you would wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Yes, I know that would be every woman's dream. Well, all I do is apply Night Skin before bed to help reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Proven ingredients ensure that my skin looks radiant. Best of all is a great alternative to some invasive surgeries. You should see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out. First-time customers can call right now to try Night Skin for free. Free. I'm telling you, free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. How can you afford not to try it? Call 1-800-898-3713. If you want to look younger, you want Night Skin, I urge you to call now for your free Night Skin. That's 1-800-898-3713. Again, 1-800-898-3713. Basically, as I said before, shoved the air traffic controllers under a big fat bus, saying it was their fault for what happened when they overshot the airport when they were supposed to arrive in Minneapolis, but somehow went beyond Minneapolis by 150 miles. Remember this? We were talking about it probably about 6-7 weeks ago. So we're going to talk about that, and also now this crazy thing that just came out. This air security document was thrown up on the net by mistake. TSA is calling it, oh, it's just an embarrassing mistake that we posted this sensitive information. You got to be kidding me. Embarrassing mistake? The document talked about who's exempt from screening measures, like governors, lieutenant governors, mayors, all that kind of stuff. It's a how-to of sidestepping security. So this isn't very good in my book. Who better to have on the show than our pal DJ Frost, pilot who's flown internationally, of course, across this great country and everywhere in between. I mean, who knows what his logbook looks like? Probably 1.5 miles. So without further ado, because who knows, he's probably got to fly another flight after he gets off the air. DJ, thanks for coming on ATN.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Glad to be with you and your audience this evening.
Hey, what are the last miles you logged in?
Oh, let me see. Just last week I got back from Santiago, Chile. We're bringing in the fruit. The fruit's in season down there, you know. It's getting to be summer. Really nice.
You have a great gig because it seems like every time you come on America Tonight, you've been to some really cool place. And a lot, and you go to South America a bunch, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately. We're bringing back flowers and then all the asparagus from Lima that anybody can eat in this world. It's pretty interesting stuff we're bringing up out of South America.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's talk about the pilots first. What did you think about the story the Northwest pilots decided that they were going to blame it on the air traffic controllers and the communications?
Oh boy, it's coming down as they're trying to scramble for something, but I understand they have the revocation hearing coming up with the NTSB, and right now they're really grasping for straws in order to try and get their certificates back. So it's not quite following what exactly the story was that's been released. In fact, one of the pilots on that flight had released an email to a friend, and that's been circulating around with an interesting story of how it all went down.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to these pilots in the end?
Well, personally, I think it went a little bit too far in that they got revocation and that, okay, nobody got hurt, no metal was bent, and, I mean, they were negligent in that fact, yet, okay, how about a suspension? How about just, some time off, some retraining, something like that? I'm hoping that's all they get because they didn't kill anybody, and people who've done a lot worse have gotten their certificates back and are back flying.
Well, all right, so no metal was bent. That's an airline expression, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good thing that no metal was bent. How about this? There was this other thing happened probably the third week in November. They had almost 820 flights were forced to, with massive delays across the country, especially in certain areas where they were hit harder than others. But there was a problem with the telecommunications network that broke down. So you had this massive air traffic snarl across the country. In this day and age, I mean, I know that there can be computer errors, but that just seems a little ridiculous to me. So the FAA is saying that at the time of the incident, it started with the failure of a single circuit board in a router, and then a backup circuit board also failed, and so they had misinformation that was sent to the computer centers near Atlanta and Salt Lake City especially, but it took them 4 hours before that glitch was fixed. That seems like a big boo-boo to me.
It is. It really is. And that demonstrates then how much technology is influenced within the aviation world. Back in the old days, of course, each controller had little pieces of paper. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie Airport, the original one, Dean Martin, where they showed the controllers and they were passing the little pieces of paper around and all. But it's changed, and now they depend so much on the computers and the spacing of flights in the line and things like that, if there's a glitch in one hub or two hubs, then that backs up things worldwide just about. So, I was kind of wondering why I couldn't get Adelima that afternoon.
That's why.
That was why. I got here and was like, oh, okay, that's what happened.
no kidding. Hey, then something funny happened to our technical director, Matt Johnson, who was off with a bunch of his friends to Arizona for a very long weekend and got a chance to see the Vikings in Arizona. And so when he was flying back to Minneapolis from Phoenix, he gets to the airport, DJ, and they say, his card, his check-in thing, you're going through it, the passenger thing. And they say, you've already boarded. Matt Johnson's already boarded. So it turns out that the airline booked to Matt Johnson's and didn't realize it, and they were booked in the same seat. I've never heard of that happening. Have you?
Wow, the same name in the same seat? Two different people? Wow, that's a weird one. No, I mean, there's seat duplications many times when I've gotten on flights, because I also have to travel around as a passenger many times, but to have somebody have the same name in the same seat, that is quite unusual, yeah. That's very strange. I'm surprised they didn't do a positive ID check on both of those passengers.
Right, and that's what I thought, too, because here we go again, lax. You talk about this airport security. You talk about security with the airlines. Oh, well, Kate Delaney, she's already checked in. Well, that could be anybody else, and somebody maybe pulls a fast one. And so in his case, the fact that they didn't do that, I was so shocked by that. And here's the other thing. The TSA, you might have heard me talk about this right before we went to you, they say they made an embarrassing mistake. They post their internal guide. It talks about the whole passenger screening procedures, basically what they do. It's a how-to and who they're not checking, who they're basically saying, oh, that person's okay, foreign dignitaries, whatever. They've got escorts. They don't have to have any screening at all and all these other sort of things like the congressional folks and the air marshals and the CIA ID cards and whatever. I don't know. To me, this seems like more than just, oops, we made a mistake. Because with that out there, there's a lot that could, I think, could be done with that, don't you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, and that gives, you know, the bad guys another way to say, well, okay, how can I duplicate ID cards? How, you know, how can I match these up so effectively to get on that list? I'm not on that list. I mean, I practically, you know, have to sometimes almost have to take off my shoes, my belt. I get patted down and searched all the time. So, I'm very interested in how that got out there and really what was the reason behind them even letting that, you know, just filter out there, because it is. They're looking for any kind of opening that they can get. Mm-hmm. And, we, I mean, we go through our yearly security training, and we have to be very cautious in what we say out in public and the information that we give out to people, because there's a lot of things that we are not supposed to share, because there's a lot of different procedures. There's different ways that we deal with hijackers now, potential hijackers, that are very different than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, as always, it's fun to have you on this show. Plug your website again, because for people out there
actually,
that are afraid,
you know what, I'm going to plug the blog tonight, pilotdjfrost.com. I got some great stress-free travel tips on my blog this week, and it's a busy travel season. I know people are feeling stressed, so go check out pilotdjfrost.com, and you're going to learn some great stuff there.
All right, DJ.com, the talent of it.
DJFrost.com.
We got that. Awesome. Thanks, as always, for coming by.
You are
we'll
welcome
talk to you
anytime,
again.
Kate.
Thank you. All right, so you just heard what DJ had to say, and I think that's one of the craziest stories yet. Homeland Security releases a statement where they say, undoubtedly this raises potential security concerns across our transportation system. Really? Are you kidding? I mean, it is definitely a road map, and that's one of the things that they said. Oh yeah, I mean, this isn't going to endanger the public. That's not right. Of course we're worried about it, but no reason to blow it up. I think there is a reason to blow it up. You know, even Senator Joe Lieberman said it was a mistake that calls into question the judgment of the agency managers. It's incompetency, and it's incompetency that could lead to somebody getting hurt, because you have the entire guide. I mean, it talks about all the things that you would have happened to certain individuals and how you would be searched. I mean, it's got all the screening procedures. Give me a break. Stay with us. More to come.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Tiger Woods was holding a lot of hands, and not necessarily his wife's, according to all the reports that we're hearing. And you know what? It'd be easy to say, oh, that's bogus. That's just another woman saying that. But there's proof. These women have proof, so it's hard to deny what's happening. And Tiger is MIA these days. We'll give you the latest because there was an ambulance that was called to his home. What's that all about? We'll tell you coming up. And also, Gatorade dumps the Tiger, although they're saying that the contract was up before all of this happened anyway, so it was inevitable that, you know, there's an end date to it, but it seems a little funky to me. And I have a funny thing to tell you about Gatorade in a second. Kate hanging with you coast to coast. That's the way we roll here. We jump around a little bit because there's so much interesting things, frankly, going on around the country. Some of it makes us furious when it comes to politics and what's happened on the Hill. Big stuff with the Senate. I mentioned it briefly at the top. It's a little bit of a teaser, and we'll dive into that. But to finish up this stuff on the airlines that we were just talking about, again, I'm surprised not more actually was made about the TSA. And as somebody who just flew, what, a week and a half ago, and I saw, you know, pregnant women with a stroller and kids and practically getting patted down. And I just wonder how they make the decisions on who they're stopping and searching. And then even when I was at the airport in Orlando, they had somebody at the gate, two people, with a wand. And there was a little table. And they would just randomly pick people out of line when you were going to get on the plane and search their bags. By the time I had gotten on the plane, they had searched like 4 or 5 people's bags. And I thought, wow, do they think they're going to thwart someone here? So then you hear this story about the entire document being posted on the net. meaning who's searched, and, you know, this is pretty sensitive information that's outlining who's exempt. I already mentioned that the governors and lieutenant governors and the mayor of Washington, D.C., for example, and their immediate families and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And also at peak times, how you properly screen someone. And as a result, I have to think that somebody that we wouldn't want to have it probably has been able to grab some of it. Luckily, I guess, there were some sections of text that were blacked out. So hopefully that some of that stuff, not all of it anyway, some of it didn't hit the web, but a lot of it was out there, a lot of it. And they say that even though it's blacked out, there would still be ways that you would be able to pick up that information if you really, really wanted to get it. And here's the thing. It was on the site. It was put, the security lapse was reported on a blog, but copies of the document with the redacted portions that were exposed circulated on the internet and were posted on other websites that aren't controlled by the government, right? And this happened on December 6th. It's been floating around for a while. And it talks about things like, it describes screening protocols, because I'm going to give you a little more depth here. So they say aircraft flight crew members in uniform with valid IDs aren't subject to liquid, gel, aerosol, footwear restrictions. Then wheelchair, scooter, cushions, disabled people's footwear that can't be removed, casts, braces, that's nice. Orthopedic shoes at certain times may be exempt from screening for explosives. So that's good to know. Okay, peak season, wear a cast, get in with your explosives. And then people with passports from Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Afghanistan, you know, Somalia, and a few other countries have to be given additional screening unless there are specific instructions not to. So does that mean that, in fact, by saying that North Korea, Iran, Syria, Sudan, all that stuff, does that mean we're profiling? Oh, I thought it was just so incorrect to profile. Wouldn't that be like profiling? Anyway, so I recently flew, and our Matt Johnson recently flew, as you heard me mention in that conversation with DJ. And Matt, go over what happened to you when you got to the airport again, because I still think that's incredible that they let you get on the plane and didn't ask for a bunch of information in that mess up.
Yeah, and thinking about it more as we've been talking about it here, they didn't even check either of our IDs to see which one of us, you know, if we both, they just looked at the boarding passes and they were almost identical, you know, with the same name and the seat number. But they never, I don't remember having to pull out an ID. You know, obviously you do when you're going through security and everything, but once we were both on the plane kind of fighting for the same seat, and they didn't have either of us pull out an ID. They just looked at our boarding passes. And that's
wow.
Kind of, now that I think about that, it's kind of a thing where, maybe depending on what your name is and what you look like, maybe they don't check as much.
Right, and now you just heard me go over some of the things that we know that was posted on the out there on the internet about tighter screening and certain types of people. So you're right. That kind of proves out what we're saying here, because I would think immediately that's a red flag. It's not your fault. It's not the other guy's fault. But if there's two people with the same name assigned to the same seat, that should make alarm bells go off, because who knows if someone hacked in and got a passenger list and just fraudulently picked up your name or something. You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going
right.
with this. And so then you get stuck with a different seat, too.
Right. I got stuck with a different seat next to the uncomfortable zone next to the bigger people who were kind of crowding in on my space a little bit. And then I had the kid I was telling you, the kid leaning the seat all the way back into my lap, which I hate that. When you're flying, like, okay, if you got to move your seat back a little bit, that's fine. I'm fine with that. Everyone needs to lean back and get customer comfortable. But don't lean it all the way back into the person behind you. You know, it's just, I think it's rude.
I do, too. I think I get about being comfortable, But that's happened to me before, but I don't do that to people. If you just went back a little bit, if something was, you can just go back a tiny bit. You don't have to push the thing all the way back. And on American flights, that I don't know, what flight were you on? Northwest? No, you were Southwest, right?
No,
or Northwest?
Northwest, which is not
and so those seats can go, they go all the way back.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was in the back row too, and so I have nowhere to escape from. Not my laptop out. And as soon as he starts going back, and see the thing that my laptop pretty much just closed on itself. So I was out of luck on that. And I don't know. I'm a pretty nice person, so I don't like to cause a ruckus or anything. But I shot him a little look. And he kind of moved it up a little bit. But at the same time, I'm very conscious of the people around me and making sure that, you know, they're as comfortable as possible as well. And, you know, like I said, I had a bigger person sitting next to me, so I didn't jam the armrest down and cut them off from more space. So I just kind of slid my butt over a little bit and gave them more room.
Yeah, boy. Well, sorry you had that experience on the way back, but otherwise you had a grade A trip and you didn't meet Mrs. Johnson, right?
I don't know. I might have to move down there because Arizona's kind of a hotbed for some good-looking girls. I am not lying.
It is. There are attractive co-eds. Absolutely. A lot of blondes.
But no one's from Arizona.
No.
We had this running joke that we had yet to find anyone who was actually born in Arizona.
It's a melting pot.
I don't think there is anybody. Maybe there's a law that you can't be born in Arizona. I don't know, but there was nobody they're not from there. They're always from, you know, the Midwest or California or somewhere else, and then they end up in Arizona, you know, the Phoenix area. As you can tell, I lost my voice, too, so I sound all nice and garbly.
Well, when you were gone, and we've told people this that have been listening to America Tonight, Andrew, who took your place, who subbed for you, actually, Andrew Zellner, nailed the score. Can you believe it? He nailed the score correctly, the Giants over the Cowboys. I am still in shock.
Well, I gave him some advice. I said, just pick out some random numbers and you'll be fine. Because he's not a huge football fan. So I told him, pick some random numbers. So that's the advice you just have to go with. Don't think about the game. Just pick out some random numbers. And there's lots of people that call in the show that do that. And they're usually the ones who come closest. Because the people who think about the game, I don't know, you get too wrapped up in Tom Brady's going to throw 3 touchdown passes here, then they'll get 1 more field goal. So, you're going with 24 versus, someone who just doesn't really know him a lot, just throws out a random number like 31-14, and then you'll end up with the win.
Yeah, no kidding. And Matt's right, and that's why I say that all the time. I always use the analogy. Think of playing the lottery or circling numbers. Unless you have exact numbers that you put down, but the more random they are, it seems the better chance you have. It's that paralysis by overanalysis. So it's not like we're on the, we're sitting next to Jimmy Johnson and we're analyzing the offensive line and the defensive scheme. A lot of times it is just that randomness, the numbers that you throw out. He's right. Those seem to be a lot of times the people that are closer. And so here's Andrew, who's kind of a medium sports fan, and he nails the score, which nobody has done, as I said, on the syndicated show in New York or when I was doing sports shows in Dallas and New York. Nobody has ever done it, so that's pretty incredible.
And that's why when you play the lottery, you always do the quick picks.
Yes, absolutely right.
You don't play your own numbers, you do the quick picks, and then you will be well on your way to becoming Oprah rich.
Right. And here's the other thing about the quick pick thing for people listening that just for fun maybe play the lottery. Then you don't get caught up in that crazy mind game of, my numbers, checking the numbers, but I couldn't buy my lottery ticket or some crazy thing. The mental games you play with yourself. Speaking of mental games, how about this deal with the gate crashers? They're hot to trot on the Hill to find out how they got into the White House. But the Salikis say that they plan to invoke their Fifth Amendment rights and they refuse to testify if they're subpoenaed to appear on Capitol Hill about the security breach. I mean, hey, these are reality TV hopefuls. They don't want to spill their guts as to how they busted in on the big party. They're going to claim the Fifth Amendment rights. They're not going to say anything. We're going to say a lot more. Stay with us here on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Holmgren has been released. She's in good condition. She's at Tiger's home resting, and she recovered nicely.
No real comment to that other than you know, she was in good state and feeling much better.
All right, Tiger Woods' mother-in-law, that's what the ambulance was about, collapsed in the bathroom. You can just imagine the stress for this poor woman. Apparently, she was hospitalized and released with stomach pains. So with all the paparazzi trying to stake out the outside of the gates of Windermere in Orlando, here now the ambulance shows up to his house. You can only imagine the tongues wagging. What is it? What's next? So it touched off more media frenzy, of course. This has been a wild 2 weeks, and this is a guy who used to be private, now is thrown into the middle of the storm because of his own things that he did, his own bad behavior, and the stories that are coming out, and his wife's mother, I'm sure it had to have gotten to her. So she was picked up, and then she was wheeled out in a wheelchair like anyone else would be wheeled out of a hospital, and they just said that a panicked woman told the dispatcher that her mother collapsed, and she said, "Hurry up." and they said they could hear a kid crying in the background. She collapsed in the bathroom. What do I do? And then a few seconds later, her mother was breathing normally, apparently, and didn't seem to be hurt from her fall. They didn't identify the caller, but it was assumed that it could be Tiger Woods' wife or twin sister, but, you know, certainly it was one of the two, most likely. And her mother came to the United States just a few days ago, so well after all this story had broken. Obviously, she was there to try to help her daughter, and just grappling with the fallout from the crash and all the statements about what's happened with Tiger's extramarital affairs. And, of course, you know, they've got a two-year-old daughter and an infant son in the middle of all this, and this intense media scrutiny now is following around perhaps one of the most recognizable faces on the planet and certainly the world's number one golfer. But ever since he hit a hydrant and a tree back on November 27th at almost 2:30 in the morning, things have really gone hill rapidly. Even though before this, the National Enquirer had a story about Tiger Woods. Coming up in another hour on ATN, we'll let you hear what one very upset golfer had to say about Woods. And in fact, it was a guy who introduced his wife, his Tiger's now wife, to him. And they're not happy at all. And I certainly can't blame them. Every day, it's like the number of women coming forward from porn stars to a waitress at Perkins Pancake House to a woman who was at a wedding. Every day, the stories just get more and more sordid. And I'll stand by the statement again. Do we care about the personal life of Tiger Woods in a way? No. Who cares? Except for the fact that we're not just talking about, okay, look, the guy had an affair, whatever, his business, he couldn't keep it in his pants, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Maybe there was something that happened in the marriage or whatever. But it's gone beyond that. It's gone to ridiculous heights. So even Gatorade has dropped Tiger Woods from their commercial spots. Now, they're saying that that was what was going to happen anyway, that the contract was up and it had nothing to do with what's going on. But I say baloney. I think that it had a lot to do with what's going on. And you can make all kinds of jokes on some of these commercial taglines of some of the things that Woods is pumping for endorsements. You know, he makes $100 million on endorsements. And I got to think that more things are going to happen as a result of what's going on with Woods. I mean, at this point, if you're him, what do you do? Do you come forward? Do you go on some show and just say, listen, I had an addiction to women or whatever, or sex or blah, blah, blah? Or do you just keep it to yourself and say, hey, it's my private business. You can read all the gossip and all the other stuff and then just go and about his business and play golf? Because I've even heard from a pretty good source there's a chance that what they're thinking is he might not pop up on the PGA Tour this year, that the scrutiny is that bad. And you certainly can't control the gallery. You can't control them from yelling things out at them, which in some places that, you know, might happen. Can he really take the heat? Matt, you and I are both in agreement, I think, on this. We don't really care so much about Tiger Woods' private life, but because it's blown up the way it has, it's just outrageous. I mean, it's just beyond titillating, I think, at this point.
It's because he's such a world figure. He's probably one of the most famous people on the planet. You know, you got
absolutely
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Michael Jackson, who recently passed away. And, I mean, those are probably three of the biggest people in the world.
Yeah, and so there's no denying it. There really is no place for him to hide, which is what's so strange about what happened. Because when you know there's just nowhere you can go, the fact that in some cases he was so out in the open about what was happening, I'm very surprised by that. Picking up of women in these nightclubs where he's all over them, they have shots even of that. Or somebody caught him on tape supposedly having sex in a car in a parking lot, of a church parking lot. I mean,
see, I can't believe with the amount of women and the frequency of all these, you know, actions that he was doing, that it didn't come out until now.
Right.
And then all these people just kept quiet about it, and no one said anything, and no, like, you know, TMZ and all these other, you know, celebrity gossip websites didn't get a hold of this somehow.
Yeah, I'm very surprised as well. I agree with that. That's the strangest thing about this story. The world we live in now, it's easy to rip the cover off of things. And here you go again, a tabloidy, trashy newspaper magazine like the National Enquirer. They broke the John Edwards affair and the baby, and people laughed about that, but they were dead on right. And now the whole Tiger Woods thing really started from them, and then the accident pushed it over the top. And once the one woman came forward and there was conversations, then everybody else started to come out of the woodwork. And it's stunning.
Every day there's another girl, too.
I know. It's a carousel of women. It's unbelievable, right? And you know, the obvious joke that people are saying is, well, I have even more respect for his golf game because obviously he wasn't practicing a lot. He's fooling around and getting giant suites, and then the women were booked into the suite next door. So, and then there's also the allegations of him taking Ambien mixed with Vicodin at times and whatever, and not using protection, and he's with porn stars, and it's unbelievable some of the things we've heard.
I think that's part of the story which makes it so intriguing and why people want to know about it and talk about it, is because it's so unlike the Tiger Woods that everyone knew.
Right, and because he was so private and was lucky that he wasn't outed, that somehow things didn't break a lot earlier, I think he's got to be grappling with the shock of it because he's not used to the world knowing these things about him. But I'm just stunned that nothing had trickled out before, except for that you sort of expected that there might be something because that's very prevalent in golf. Not everybody, but it is very prevalent, but not to this extent. And that's the big deal with Tiger Woods. Hey, you can throw in your 2 cents on Tiger Woods by shooting us an email at americatonight.net. And here's the question. Are you sick of hearing about the Tiger Woods saga? You know, we talk a lot of politics on this show. If I were to classify how much, somebody asked me this the other day, well, what's America Tonight about? Because we're so enraged, which makes me happy that people have opinions on Afghanistan and healthcare reform and illegal immigration and who our elected officials are messing around with in the sense of lobbyists and relationships and stuff. I mean, that makes me proud that so many people care. And I would say probably 75% of the show is dedicated to that at least, right? But you just can't get away from the Woods thing. I mean, you just can't completely ignore it. So if you think we're doing too much Woods and you're tired of hearing about it, shoot me an email. Or if you have any information, shoot us that too at americatonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?